joining me here in the studio, producer Steve and producer Niall, and we can reveal which stories have made it onto the front cover. Steve?
Yes, I'll start with the first story on the cover, which is from Rachel Weaver, who had the rather unusual resolution last year to dress according to her socks for the month of January, and she's still dressing like her socks 1 year on. So the headline reads, "I dressed like my socks, how Rachel's resolution became habit."
Well, you might want to go with the colour, so the colours of the socks, or you might want to go with the theme of the socks. So, for example, today, I'm still dressing like my socks. It's become a real habit now. I've decided to wear Christmas tree socks today. I feel sorry for all the Christmas trees being taken down today.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a habit. I just can't help myself. Green jumper, brown tights, baubly type necklace, silly hat with a pom-pom.
The next story was from William Morris. He's an Elvis Presley tribute person. He's taking his show on tour this year, and he chose his own headline for this. And he put, "In the shadow of the king, William takes his Elvis show on tour."
Just basically, I do the early day numbers, but it's mostly all Vegas style. I do 2 45-minute shows. And talk about Elvis and discuss him and the fact that I worked with Elvis's band for a while. And to tell them about, they told me about Elvis. You know, I worked with Charlie Hodge, James Burton, Ronnie Tutt, Gary Schiff, Ben Harden. And we just talk, I tell stories about Elvis. About
absolutely
his
brilliant
kindness and his generosity and his, you know, and his love of life.
50 at 50, Julian's Fell Challenge. It's headline number 3. Yes, Julian Donnelly is attempting 50 fell races to mark his 50th birthday.
I've set myself a challenge for my for the new year, for the year in between my 50th and 51st birthday. So I've started the new year a couple of months early, from the end of October to the end of October 2014. I intend to do 50 fell races.
You're joking. 50 fell races?
And if possible, finish in the top half in as many of them as I can.
Headline number 4 comes from Derek in Gleaston, who saw a very large mountain in Scotland and decided he wanted to climb it. It's only taken him 33 years to get round to it. His headline, "On top of the world after 33 years, Derek finally conquers Mount Sullivan."
33 years
when I first set eyes on it and thought, oh, I'd like to climb that mountain.
So you've been putting it off for just over 30 years.
I have been on a number of occasions and the weather's been atrocious. It's taken me till July last year to finally succeed. And this mountain was called Sullivan in northwest Scotland, just above Ullapool. And it might lack height, but it doesn't lack anything in stature.
The next headline is from Margaret from Penrith Story. She has a New Year's resolution to smile at everyone she meets. The headline, Margaret's Pearly White's Delight.
This year's resolution will be to make eye contact with people and smile. Hopefully I'll get a smile back, because I think your immediate reaction when somebody smiles at you is to smile back.
What a lovely thing to do.
And the penultimate headline centres around a lady called Dorothy from Windermere, who is using this year to achieve her dream of becoming a writer. The headline reads, "I will write my own future. Dorothy plans to become an author."
Well, for many years I've been interested in creative writing. I did a course at Blackpool and the Fylde College, and my tutor there, Ashley Lister, he's encouraged me so much. And even since I moved here, he said, "Have you started that writing pathway yet?"
And finally, Kelvin from Skelbury is undertaking 5 challenges to raise money for the Macmillan Nurses. The 5 include a skydive, writing and performing a song, and doing a 3 highest peaks in 24 hours. The headline, Fab 5, Kelvin's 5 challenges for charity.
I organise a charity concert every September in memory of my dad. This year will actually be the 5th year of this concert. So to mark the 5th anniversary, I threw open a poll on Facebook to the public to suggest challenges for me.
Oh, is that wise?
Looking at the challenges, some of the ones that came in, no. A skydive.
Yes.
The Cumbrian Run. The 3 highest peaks in 24 hours.
Oh, lovely.
Write my own song and perform it. And travel around 5 other people's gigs in 1 weekend.